Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. They must have thought I stopped rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive to the day that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind, God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got cola, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow. I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah. Forgot about me, huh? It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. I'm gonna give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out their mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean the man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
And this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, prime time and uncensored on a Sunday night. Praise God. We thank God for everybody who has called in. We thank God for everybody who has tuned in, for everybody who is about to tune in and about to call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to just praise and thank God and magnify him. Praise God. Hallelujah. For being who he is. Hallelujah. And that is just God. Oh. By himself. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together and to congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit just flow and that it move in a mighty way. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We rebuke any work of the enemy right now that's trying to hinder anything, hallelujah, that you are trying to get across to your people on tonight. We rebuke it, we bind it, and we cast it away. We command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Lord, today we will, tonight we will magnify you. Hallelujah. We will lift your name up. Hallelujah. And we know that you will honor your word, for you said in your word that if you be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we praise you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for each and every one of you who have called in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. It was truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you out there, amen. Praise God that are tuned in. Amen. We thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. For those of you out there, praise God, that may be watching on Facebook, praise God. If you want to call into the prayer line on tonight, hallelujah, the number is 646-668-2435. Praise God, that is 646-668-2435. I want to invite everybody right now to turn, if you have your Bibles with you, praise God, or if you have it on your electronic devices, I want you to go to the book of Joshua. Praise God, chapter 1, the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Praise God, hallelujah. The Lord wants us to know tonight, hallelujah, that there are some people that are listening to the sound of my voice, that a position, hallelujah, that you did not seek and that you did not ask for. Praise God, hallelujah, a position of power. Hallelujah, praise God, is about to be bestowed upon you. Hallelujah, it's about to be thrust upon you. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants you to be ready on tonight. He wants you to be prepared on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. He says, just as warning, hallelujah, comes before destruction. Hallelujah, amen. A warning also comes before promotion. Because just like you have to be prepared for destruction, you have to be prepared for promotion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because there's one thing that promotion and destruction have in common, and that is change. Hallelujah. Promotion and destruction have one thing in common, and that is change. It is a rapid change. It is a quick change. It is a change that most people are not prepared for, because disaster and promotion happen in an instant. Praise God. Hallelujah. But everything is this way today. But then in an instant, hallelujah, praise God, Louisiana is under 6 feet of water, and there's a disaster. Everything is changed within a twinkle of an eye. Overnight, everything changed. When the tornado went through Oklahoma, the half the city was wiped out. Everything was gone. It was a disaster. Everything changed. One night, we went to bed, praise God, hallelujah, and we had Obama as a president, and we woke up the next morning, and we had Trump as a president, hallelujah. He moved into a position of promotion, and every night, overnight, everything in his life and everything in our lives changed. There was no warning. There was no evolution. There was no buildup. Hallelujah. It's something like when you have an automobile and it just breaks down out of nowhere. You got no warning. The fuel light didn't go out. Hallelujah. Praise God. The oil light didn't go out. The engine light didn't go out. Praise God. You were just driving along and all of a sudden, poof, your car just, in an instant, things change. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God says in the season that we are going into, because right now we're in a transition, the Lord says. We may not know it, but there's a transition, hallelujah, going on right now. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying, praise God, in this transition, there's going to be a rapid change, hallelujah, in this season that we're going into. And there's going to be some people that are moved into, hallelujah, positions of power. Praise God, hallelujah. You might have thought about it. Praise God, but not really took a serious thought about it. It wasn't your aspiration. Hallelujah. You had a couple of suggestions. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then overnight, out of nowhere, you're going to be like, who? Me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, when we go to the book of Joshua, it says, starting at chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, praise God, hallelujah. See, he said, after the death of Moses, it came to pass. Whenever he says it came to pass, something changed, something happened. Praise God. It's not the way it was. It came to pass. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, whatever was at that time, it came, and then it passed. It came to pass, praise God, hallelujah. That's why you shouldn't, worry when you get into certain situations, because this too shall pass. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And in all situations, you need to have the mindset that eventually, when I'm writing this story, I'm going to say, and it came to pass. I was having trouble. Hallelujah, getting my business off the ground, but it came to pass. I was having trouble, hallelujah, getting the ministry off the ground, but it came to pass. I was having trouble, hallelujah, keeping my marriage together, but then it came to pass. I was having trouble with my children, but it came to pass. Hallelujah. See, you need to understand these events. See, Moses died. The people mourned Moses. They cried. They wept. It was a very sad time in each and every person's life that's involved in this story. The millions of people's lives. This is a sad time. Moses, the one that led us out of Egypt. You remember when a lot of African Americans remember when Martin Luther King got killed, if they were alive at that time. It was a very sad time. They remember where they were when Malcolm X got killed. It was a very sad time. They even remember where they were when John F. Kennedy got killed. It was a very sad time, because these were our leaders, and they led us to a certain place. And then all of a sudden, when we about to cross over, the people who led us there are gone. Hallelujah. This is a sad time. But it said, and it came to pass. Praise God. See, we're going to be experiencing some sad times. We're going to be losing some friends. People are going to be walking out of our lives. Hallelujah. Some of us have already gone through that, family, friends. Hallelujah. Turn their back on you in a time of need. Just turned and walked away. Hallelujah. It was like they're still alive, but in your flesh, you know how you used to say, you're dead to me. Praise God, hallelujah. You dead to me. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't mess with them no more. Praise God, hallelujah. This is a sad time. I know you walk around and you say, well, I didn't really care about it no way. I don't need no friends. Hallelujah. Family don't decide nothing. Hallelujah. I ain't really worried about it. But inside, it's a sad time. I can't believe this person turned their back on me. I can't believe this person did this. I can't believe this happened again. It's a sad time. But the Bible says, after the death of Moses, after this sad time, hallelujah, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, praise God, saying, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise. See, something has to die in your life. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, for you to arise. Hallelujah, praise God. For you to get to the point where God wants you to be, something's going to die in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. People are going to leave that you don't want to leave. not necessarily a physical death, praise God, but simply a separation. Hallelujah. Praise God. I understand from the point of Joshua, all I know is Moses gave me this little speech, and then he walked up and went up into the mountain, and he never came back down. He just walked away. He just left me. Hallelujah. And now here comes God. Hallelujah. Telling me basically, look, Moses dead. It's time for you to arise. Hallelujah. See, the time of sorrow is over. The time for weeping about what happened during your childhood, it's over. The time for weeping for what happened during your last relationship, it's over. The time for weeping for everything that happened in that last ministry you were in, it's over. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's happened. Hallelujah. What happened on that job, it happened. It's over with. Now it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to move on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God said, hey, look, I know you thought, this is the thing. This is the thing you got to understand. You thought that you were going to be led, hallelujah, into what God has for you. You thought you were going to be the one led, but it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to be the one to lead. So you got to understand, let me tell you something. Moses never got as far as the wilderness. He never entered into the promised land. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was able to see it from afar when he went up into the mountain and never came back down, but he never entered into it. See, Joshua was one of the spies 40 years ago. Hallelujah. He was one of the spies that went into the promised land, and he believed, praise God, hallelujah, that they were able to take the promised land 40 years ago. Hallelujah. He actually got to see the promised land. He actually got to walk in it. Praise God, hallelujah. But Moses had never been in there. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't lead nobody to someplace that you ain't never been. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, at least Joshua had been there. At least he knew, watch this, at least he knew the basics of how things worked, where they were going. Hallelujah. See, you don't feel like, I don't know how to survive and on that level. I don't know, praise God, how to dwell with the caliber of people, hallelujah, that where we are going to. But I do know the basics. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's as long as you know the base, that's all God needs is the basics. God is not, hallelujah, this complicated God that we make him out to be. He speaks a thing and it becomes a thing. Hallelujah. He's just looking for a willing vessel. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't care about how many degrees you have. Hallelujah. You want to be elevated. Do you really want to be elevated? The Lord says. He says, if you really want to be elevated, just allow him to use you. Praise God. When you sit back and just allow the Lord to use you, hallelujah, elevation automatically comes. Praise God, because you're doing what God wants you to do, because you're just allowing him to work through you. Everything that the earth and fullness of belongs to him, and if he's working through you, then he needs to have access to everything that's his. Hallelujah. Therefore, to the world, it looks like you got access to everything. It looks like you're rich, but really the God in you that's working through you is rich, and therefore y'all ain't getting it. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you allow the Lord to really just use you and you quit trying to use yourself, because you don't have access to anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God, the earth and the fullness of belongs to the Lord. See, you still trying to get your dominion back. Hallelujah. You gave your dominion away back in the garden when you ate the fruit. Jesus came and died, and he got dominion back for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell within us. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the one who has dominion. And if the Holy Spirit works through you, then you have dominion. Now you have control, hallelujah, through the God that is in you. When he rose, he said, I have the power. He said, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hands. Praise God. Then he said, he told the disciples, I am going to send one back who is just like me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then he further told them, when you receive the power, hallelujah, when you receive the power, then you will start here, you will go there, and then you will spread out, spreading this gospel. He said, ain't nothing going to hurt, no hurt, harm, or danger going to come to you. He said, you're going to prophesy, lay on hands. Hallelujah. He said, you're going to lead many to Christ because simply you receive the power and allow the Spirit to use you. Not you. See, you trying to use the Spirit. Praise God, hallelujah. But you're supposed to be allowing the Spirit to use you. Hallelujah on tonight. And look at what happens, verse 3, when you allow the Spirit to use you. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto thee, as I said unto Moses, everywhere you walk, it'll be you take ownership. You will have dominion. Everywhere your foot treads upon, you own that place. I don't care what your position is at that job, you run that. Without that, praise God, hallelujah. I don't care what your position is in the ministry. I don't care what your position is anywhere. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I have promised you that wherever you tread your foot, because you are allowing the Spirit of God to work through you. Everywhere you go in is holy ground. Everywhere you walk, hallelujah, people should be taking off their shoes. Hallelujah, because the ground is God. Hallelujah, and the God of the Holy Spirit in you is walking on this ground, and it's holy ground now. Hallelujah, you have been given dominion through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When we drop down to verse 5, look at what God tells him. He says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee in all the days of thy life. Nobody will be able, hallelujah, to stand before thee. Nobody will be able to come against you in all the days. He said, in all the days of your life, praise God, from now until the day you die, praise God, I don't care if they are Christian or atheist. I don't care if they are a Buddhist or a Muslim. I don't care if they got degrees, praise God, hallelujah. I don't care if they got positions. No man or woman will be able to stand against you all the days of our life. For as I was with Moses, hallelujah, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor will I forsake thee. See, this is the promise that God has given us. If we allow the Spirit to use us. If we allow, hallelujah, us to just be a vessel. Just be a vessel. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, no man will be able to stand against you. So right now, somebody listening to me, you need not do not worry about titles and positions. Do not worry about degrees and plaques on the wall. Hallelujah, praise God. God sent out Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a little boy. Jeremiah, he might have been 19. I don't want to offend nobody out there listening, but if you're 19, to me, you're a little boy. I'm sorry, I'm 40 years old. I'm double your age. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You could have been my son. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's how you look to me. You're a little boy. You're 19. God came to this little boy and told this little boy, before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I ordained you to be a prophet over the nations. Now go out there and prophesy. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, don't worry because I am. I don't worry about what you're going to say. I'm going to give you the words. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry that you ain't studied, that you ain't go to this school or that school. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I know we have our leaders that want us to have prepared. We got our teachers. Hallelujah. That some of us are teaching us so we'll be ready, so we'll know scripture, so we'll know this, so we'll know that. But the word of God, I'm sorry, but the word of God, the word of God says plainly, he said, don't worry, don't be sitting there studying and getting ready for people coming up against you. Hallelujah. He said, when that time comes and your feet are in those positions where they are supposed to be in, I will put the word in your mouth. I'll give you the scripture that you need. I will give you the word that you need. And if you trust God, you'll know that nothing that comes out of your mouth will be wrong because it is the word of God. He has put it in you. Praise God. You think, hallelujah, praise God, amen, that God would allow you to fail and you are using his name? How you think these false prophets make it? Because they're using God's name. God will not be mocked. If God said that person going to get up out their wheelchair, they're going to get up out their wheelchair. But that same person that laid hands on them is going to be that person that stands at the gate. And he say, I never knew you because they were workers of iniquity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not going to be mocked. He will not be proven wrong. If you got God co-signing your loan, don't think the bank is going to not approve it. Hallelujah. He said, just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with thee, and I will not fail. I ain't going to come up short. Hallelujah. I ain't going to come up short. Hallelujah. You ain't going to make me look. That's why he told Paul, he said, don't worry about where you come up short at, because when you are weak, I'm going to be strong. Hallelujah. Well, when your sin look like it's going to abound, guess what? My grace is going to much more abound. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then in verse 6, God tells us all something. He said, be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong. Hallelujah. And of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land. Hallelujah. I want you to be strong, because Moses, hallelujah, can I break it down to you the way God is saying it to me? I want you to be strong, because Moses had a problem dealing with, hallelujah, amen. And now I'm giving you the responsibility to divide the land up to the people. Hallelujah. There's going to be some people saying, you know, I didn't get my They were something and groaning just like they did the whole time they were in the wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want you to be strong and very courageous. If you, hallelujah, you need to be a people person, hallelujah. I want you to get up on your hospitality, but at the same time, I want you to stand on your word, hallelujah. I want you to get ready because people are about to get on your nerve. And it is your responsibility. I have put it in your hands to divide the land unto the people, hallelujah, to divide the promise unto the people, hallelujah. Some of you men and women of God, God said, I'm putting it in your hands. The way he is dividing the land is through his word, and he is delivering his word through you. Praise God, hallelujah. He says, I'm going to prosper some of you, hallelujah, to the point, praise God, that you don't know where it came from, you don't know how it happened, but remember, it is not all for you. I am giving you a responsibility to divide the land unto the people. God. Hallelujah. I'm finna put some stuff in your hands. It's gonna be your responsibility to divide the land unto the people. Praise God. It's gonna all. In other words, all the land that you're about to come into ain't yours. Can I break it down to you? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're greedy, praise God, don't look for no blessing. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you're a greedy person, hallelujah, and you looking for the mansion and the Benzes and the high price clothes and the stuff like that, this message is not for you. Hallelujah. Can I keep it real tonight? This is for that person that says, I don't need much. I just really just need the bear. I need the car. Hallelujah. I need somewhere to stay. Praise God. I need some clothes on my back. And can I get some food on my table? Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care if the car sitting in the driveway is a Hyundai or Mercedes. Praise God. It can be a Honda. Hallelujah. A Nissan. I don't care what it is as long as they get me from point A to point B. Praise God. As long as my clothes ain't tore up from the floor up. Praise God. As long as I'm somewhere, some kind of way up today in fashion. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I don't need all that fancy stuff done to my hand, my nails. And hallelujah. Praise God. And I don't need all the jewelry. Praise God. And all the name brands. I don't need all of that. This message is for you because God says, I am about to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you ain't going to have room enough to receive because it's not all for you. It's for you to divide it among his people. See, in order for me to divide it among my people, the Lord says I have to have a steward to send it through. And I need to make sure that it's going to get through you and it's not going to get stuck to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need to make sure it's going to get to the people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I'm not giving it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to be, you'll have enough. Praise God. Even after you divide it among the people, you will still be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you just called or you just tuned in tonight or you just signed on tonight, praise God, because you want to hear a message about how God is going to bless you and only you, praise God, hallelujah, this message is not for you tonight. Praise God. This message is the one that says, hey, I'm responsible enough to divide the land among the people. Praise God. Is this why not the Lord said, give, and it shall be given with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over, shall men give unto your bosom? Praise God. You are the one on this end and that end. Because you give, hallelujah, you're going to be the one to give. You on both ends of the scenario because of the heart that you have. See, you can choose to be one of two things. You can either be a giver or you can be a taker. The Bible says that he will give seed to the sower. I will give to the giver. But I will give bread to the eater. I'll make sure that the one who wants to eat, I'll make sure I give him some bread to eat. I'll satisfy his needs. But that's all you're getting. I'm going to give you the bread to eat. Because that's all you do is eat. You don't give. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't give. You don't put your part in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So why would I give to you when I know you're just going to eat it up? Hallelujah. Praise God. And he says, hallelujah tonight. Praise God. He says in verse 7, amen, only be thou strong and very courageous, for thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything you learned, hallelujah, from the person that I had leading you, I want you to take that information, and now I need you to apply it. You've been sitting there, you've been studying all this time. You've been watching all this time. You've been peeping out the scene all this time. Hallelujah. This was Moses' minister, so he was close to Moses, so he seen how Moses ran the place. Can I put it that way? This is like a big church that Moses is running, and he like the Moses is like the bishop, and this is like the associate pastor or something. And he's been watching Moses all this time do what he do and learn the wisdom and knowledge that Moses has been teaching him. And he says, now look, don't turn from what Moses taught you. Because you know not, you know, when you move into a position, people try to turn you from what you've already been taught. Well, I know they said not to have no Christmas trees in the church, Pastor, but come on, we're going to do it for the children. Praise God. Hallelujah. We begin to, I know that's a small thing to some people. Praise God. Hallelujah. But what the Bible says, he said, don't have none of that in my church. I paraphrase. I tell you how he said it. Hallelujah. When I read it, don't be having none of that mess in my church. Praise God. Don't desecrate the house of the Lord, hallelujah, with these idols. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as we climb higher and higher in Christ, he said, arise in the first verse. As we climb, as we arise in Christ, we're going to encounter some things that they're going to try to get us to turn from what we believe. That's why you need to not believe, you need to know. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to know it in your heart. You need to have it in your heart. You need to be like Evangelist Brown. Hallelujah. When she says that you can't change my mind. Don't even try to. Don't even attempt to. They need to not. This is what people. I know it's hard because you want to be accepted because you've been different your whole life. Hallelujah. You never fit in anywhere you went. Even with your closest friends, you didn't fit in. You was just different. You wasn't like everybody else. And now you figure you're going to fit in with the church people, but you not like them either. You different, praise God. And they need to know that they can't even come your way and even try to convince you otherwise. Hallelujah. They need to know, praise God, don't go with to brother so-and-so with that mess. Hallelujah, because he ain't going to even listen to us. He one of them die-hard Christians. He really believe the word of God. We can't get him to change his mind. Hallelujah. Girl, we can't get her to go out and have no drinks with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. She just won't do it. Hallelujah. It's not that she won't come drink. She won't come drink, but we want to go. We want to go to the club, girl. We want to have some fun. We want to turn up, and she just won't do it. So don't even bother asking her. Girl, don't even approach him. Hallelujah. He love that. He love this. This how they gonna say it. He love that little ugly girl too much. He ain't going nowhere. Don't even step to her, dog. She love that little ugly dude too much. That little funny looking dude. She love that dude too much. She ain't going nowhere. They need to know, hallelujah, amen, that ain't even a topic of your conversation. Praise God. They need to know not even to come your way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any other subject, hallelujah, as it obtains to holiness and righteousness, we down. Let's talk about it. Hallelujah. But when you get to talking that foolishness, hallelujah, the conversation need to be shut down. You need to turn. Somebody need to say no. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you knock on the door, people need to be hiding stuff. You know what I'm saying? Praise God, hallelujah. They need to be calling, well, they call me a Bible thump. They need to be calling you something. Didn't they call Jesus a bunch of names? Praise God, why you want to fit in so bad? Hallelujah, this is why he says, be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Hallelujah, that thou mayest prosper. Whithersoever thou goest, wherever you go, you're going to prosper as long as you stay in line with my word. Praise God. As long as you stay in line with my word, wherever you go, you're going to prosper. These are the promises that God is promising us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to it according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is what I need to understand. This is what God is saying to him. Amen. In the 8th verse, he's already put him into position. Hallelujah. See, he's not giving him this pep talk, amen, before, you know, he's getting promoted. This didn't happen, you know, before look, this was that Moses is about to die. So when Moses died, I'm going to put you in position, so I need you to be ready. That conversation did not occur. He's already in position. God, look, you got the position. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are already in place. You already have that power. It's already yours. Now, what I'm telling you is you need to meditate on my word. He said, it shall not leave out of thy mouth. Yeah, hallelujah, praise God. In other words, you keep it in your mouth. He's not saying not to say it. He's saying, amen, every word out of your mouth should be a word of God. Hallelujah, that your mouth, your way of talk, your way of language should never stray from, hallelujah, a man or woman of God. The way a man or woman of God should be speaking. Hallelujah, praise God. He's saying, you are going to be an example for me. Of me to my people, hallelujah, praise God. And you need to act so and accordingly. And if you do so, he says, watch this. Everything you do is going to prosper, and you are going to have good success. Good success. You notice the way he said good success. If you do it my way, you will have good success. Hallelujah, praise God. See, either way, you're going to be successful. Lord, I hope I don't lose you. I hope I don't lose you tonight. Praise God. Either way, you're going to be successful. When God says either way, if you do it my way or you do it your way, you've already got the position. But see, there's a good success and there's a bad success. When you do it your way, you might have some, you're going to have some success, but it's not going to be a good success. it's going to be that kind of success where you got to look over your shoulder and you got to make sure nobody, amen, go back and look at the books. Praise God, hallelujah. And you got to make sure nobody see you creeping out of that place you're not supposed to be creeping out of. And you got to go back and make sure you deleted that post and nobody read the emails. If you got that bad success when you don't want nobody to know the underhanded deals you've been trying to make and you've been trying to do, hallelujah, that's the bad success. So you're going to be successful, but if you do it my way, the Lord says you will have good success. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? What did I tell you? What did I tell you to do? I told you to be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. He says, wherever you go, I'm going to be with you. You ain't got to worry about the naysayers. You ain't got to worry about them saying that she's too young. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about them saying he doesn't have enough experience. You ain't got to worry about them saying that they don't have enough degrees. You ain't got to worry about whatever they got to say about you, because wherever you go, I am with you. I don't care if I send you to the house on the corner or I send you to the house on Pennsylvania Avenue. Praise God, wherever you go, I am with you. I don't care if it's a Christian house. I don't care if it's a pagan house. I don't care if it's a backslider's house. I don't care if it's a devil worshiper's house. I don't care if it's ISIS house. Wherever you go, I am with you. Be not afraid. You ain't got to worry about nothing because I am with you. You have a predetermined destiny, hallelujah, that you are going to reach. So you ain't got to worry about death coming your way. I don't care if they point a gun at you. I don't care what the doctor's reports say. I don't care about none of that kind of stuff because I am with you. You need to have that kind of attitude, praise God, hallelujah, that I have a destiny, and no matter what, hallelujah, I am going to reach that destiny, praise God, hallelujah. I don't care what kind of hurt, harm, or danger is out there on them streets, praise God, that ain't got nothing to do with me, praise God, because I have the blood of the Lamb, which is the blood of Jesus Christ over the doorpost of my life. And the Bible tells me that when the death angel comes, hallelujah, when I'm walking down the street and that person wants to rob and kill me, praise God, hallelujah, when I'm driving and somebody runs that red light, hallelujah, miraculously, hallelujah, I'm able to swerve out the way, God, hallelujah. When one report from the doctor comes back that says positive, but then another report comes back from the doctor that says negative, hallelujah, how did it happen? It was nothing but the grace of the living God, because I have a predetermined destiny, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper, hallelujah. I am going to reach where God wanted me to reach in my life, hallelujah. I don't care what comes my way. The only reason why it came my way is because all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I love God, and I am called according to his purpose. Praise God on tonight. So all I got to do is be strong. Hallelujah. I got to be courageous. Hallelujah. I need not be afraid. Hallelujah. Because God is with me. Praise God on tonight. Somebody out there tonight, hallelujah, you need to start saying to yourself, I ain't scared of these people. I am not afraid of their faces because God is with me. I don't care if you are in the church. I don't care if you in the world. Praise God, hallelujah, I'm not afraid of you. I don't care if you broke. I don't care if you rich. I don't care if you weak. I don't care if you strong. I don't care if you got power. I don't care if you powerless. I don't care if you pretty, and I don't care if you ugly. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, purple, or green. I ain't afraid of you because God is with me, and God has made me a promise that wherever my feet tread, I own it. I have dominion over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. As long as I stay in line with his word and meditate on it, I will prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's told me he's going to prosper me, and I have to be the one to divide it up. I have the responsibility. I have the position, and as long as I do as he tells me to do, I will have good success. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it ain't enough just to be successful. It's enough to have good success. Praise God, and I'm getting ready to close, but how do I have good success, Elder? Praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says it's simple. Praise God. He says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, that's important. That's important because we always leave out the part about his righteousness. What does it mean to seek his righteousness? Because there are things that are right to a man that are wrong to God. Hallelujah. Can I give you some examples? It's right when that man started acting up, it was right for you to go down to that courthouse and file those divorce papers. Praise God. It was right, hallelujah, when you felt, hallelujah, so-and-so stole so-and-so. It was right for you to go down there and sue him, amen, and take him to Judge Mathis and try to get your $200 back for your lawnmower. Praise God, hallelujah. You felt it was right, hallelujah, amen, to call and talk about the person that you felt did you wrong instead of going to the person and confronting them one-on-one and saying, hey, I feel like you did this, or you feel like instead you went around gossiping and spreading rumors about them without first going to them first, as the Bible commands us. Hallelujah. When that person hits you, you hit them back. Hallelujah. They threw a shot at you, you threw a shot at them. They threw some shade on you, you threw shade on them. Even though the Bible tells us to turn the other cheek. So why do we do the opposite of what the Word of God say? Because it feels right to our flesh. It felt good for you to cuss Sister So-and-so out this morning. Praise God. She was parked in your spot. Praise God. She act like she didn't care that she was parked in your spot. And she know you park in that spot every Sunday. You've been parking in that spot every Sunday for the past 15 years. And she gonna have the nerve to catch an attitude with you. Oh, it felt so right when you cussed her out. It felt right. It felt good. Oh, hallelujah. You almost wanted to shout. It felt so good to cuss out. But the Word of God say, hallelujah, amen, that you were supposed to pray for them. You were supposed to love them even though they hate you, amen, even though they spitefully use you, even though they did something on purpose to try to do exactly what happened, bring you out of your character, make you look like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They accomplished what they set out to accomplish because you didn't go by the Word of God. You went by what felt good. And you know, a lot of times when you do something that feel good in that moment, later on you end up feeling bad. I can't believe I just went off in front of the whole church. I can't believe I just snuck around with that little young girl and snuck about that hotel. I can't believe I'm talking to these other brothers online. I can't believe I'm a minister of God doing some of the things that I'm doing. And it felt good at the time. It's amazing how stuff can feel good at the time, but then later on, you feel so bad. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's why the Lord is telling us tonight, hallelujah, amen, that we have to, hallelujah, amen, turn not to the left or to the right. Don't make any exceptions when it comes to his word. You got to stay focused on what his word say, because people are going to get in your ear and say, I know what the Bible say, but. Oh no, it should be the end of conversation when you get to that. But you should. Wait, hold up. I don't even want you to finish what you're about to say, because if it's trying to contradict what the Word of God is telling me to do, I don't want to hear. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. And when we get to those positions, it's going to be those people. Hallelujah. Amen. But when those people come, praise God, you got to be ready with that word. And you got to be ready to stand by that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord says it's already done. He's just preparing us. He just wants you to be strong and very courageous. Don't be like Saul now. See, God told Saul to go kill everything, but he began to listen to the people. The people say, let's not kill the king. Hallelujah. We're gonna take the king hostage, and we're gonna keep all the pretty women, and then we're gonna keep all the best goats and the best sheep for ourselves, and we'll kill everything else. But that's not what God didn't say keep everything that was pretty. And God didn't say keep everything that you felt was valuable. He said to kill everything. But Saul listened to the people. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, God is looking for some men and women, hallelujah, today that are not willing to listen to the people. You are meant to lead the people. The people ain't meant to lead you. If you listening to the people, you one of the people. So you need to be looking for your leader. Because if you're listening to the people, hallelujah, this message is not for you. Praise God, hallelujah. You're apparently one of the people. This is for the leader of the people tonight, too, because you have to be strong and very courageous. Hallelujah. Strong and very courageous. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So get ready. Get ready, get ready. I know that's one of hallelujah T.D. Jakes' lines, praise God, but that's what just came to my mind. The Lord just said, get ready, because he's going to propel you into a position. You already got the position. Now he's just going to place you in it. See, that's what Joshua didn't know. Way before Moses died, he already had this position. It was already written from the foundations of the earth. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. What you don't know is before you were in your mother's belly, God knew you, and God has already ordained you, and you are getting ready to step into your destiny. Praise God on tonight. You are getting ready to step into what God has for you. Everywhere, hallelujah, your feet tread, you will take dominion. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And wherever you go, God is going to be with you. You ain't got to be afraid. You ain't got to fear nothing. God is going to be with you everywhere you go. Praise God. You don't need that pistol. You don't need that 38 Smith & Wesson or that 44. Hallelujah. Praise God. Or that 9mm. All you need is God. God got you. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because God got you. He's going to make your enemies your footstool. God got you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody need to, hallelujah, next time you look in the mirror, maybe you need to pull up the camera on your phone, take your selfie real quick and say, God got me. Hallelujah. I ain't got to worry about nothing because God got me. Hallelujah. I don't got to live in fear because God got me. Hallelujah on tonight. God got me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. That no matter where we go, hallelujah, you got us, Lord. Hallelujah. That it's time. Hallelujah. And that time for sorrow has come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we are being propelled into positions of power. Hallelujah. And that we are to lead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your people into the promise. Lead them by your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we praise you on tonight. You are truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. You're truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God tonight. Hallelujah at this time. Amen. Those of you that's out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, we're about to open up the phone lines at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony or you have a prayer request on tonight, praise God. We want to open up the line at this time. Line is now open.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Davis, the Dove of Love, Grace,
Amen.
Peace, and joy to everyone. Beloved Brother Prevost, that was an awesome message. I received it. Hallelujah. I tapped it right there into my spirit, my brother. And I thank God for using you to share those things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Evangelist Davis on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of you out there listening on Blog Talk, Hallelujah Radio, Evangelist Davis, amen, will be on Thursday night, this coming Thursday night. Hallelujah. Evangelist Davis will be on bringing forth a word from the Lord. That's at 9 p.m. Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all on Blog Talk Radio to call in and to tune in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen to Evangelist Willie L. Davis. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Dove of Love. Praise God. This Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Praise God. We thank God for you, Evangelist Davis, on tonight. Praise God. If anybody out there on Facebook, if you have a prayer request, praise God, please leave your prayer request in the comments. Or you can call that number on your screen, 646-668-2435. Praise God, if you have a testimony or a prayer request on tonight. Praise God. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on the line on tonight? Amen. The phone lines are open. Is there another one on tonight? Amen. 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 Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We are truly thankful for each and every person. Amen. Who has called in, each and every person who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody out there. Amen. On Facebook, praise God. Hallelujah. Who has tuned in on tonight? We thank God for you as well. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God. Amen. For everybody who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for you without. Hallelujah. Amen. You being obedient to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. There would be, hallelujah, hallelujah, it would be no anointed truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for each and every last one of you. We thank God, hallelujah, for everybody who is on tonight. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, amen, we will be online once again on tomorrow night. You can catch us tomorrow night, amen. We're going to try to open up at 8 o'clock Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those of you out there, amen, on Facebook Live, amen, praise God. We'll keep y'all notified whether or not, hallelujah, we'll be on Facebook Live. Just stay tuned for the notifications. Praise God. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and pray out with the word of prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that as we leave this place, but never your presence, as you keep us under your umbrella of protection on tonight. Hallelujah. And we will continue to praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to lift your name up, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, and we will continuously lift your name up in praise, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we love you and we appreciate you for each and everything that you do. Hallelujah. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First City and myself, we love y'all. Hey, don't forget to say y'all prayers. Praise God on tonight and just see what God can manifest in your life. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time on One and Truth to Christ.
But I was moving too fast. I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show. We was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Yeah.